Hey everyone, thanks for joining me for this week's Divine Purpose Insights podcast. I'm Laura Molitor, your host, Divine Purpose Coach, and Spiritual Activist. Today, I want to help us get motivated. I really need this assistance myself, so consider that we're totally in this together. What's come to me as I find myself in a state of immobility, particularly when I'm challenged by some decision I want to make or something I'm considering embarking on or even contributing to, it's this. I clearly heard this message as I was busy condemning myself for being sluggish and unenthusiastic and pretty much spinning my mental wheels and not doing much else. I heard this: take the first step. Well, that was a revelation. Now, that's not so hard, is it? And it isn't just about getting my butt going. It's about this wonderful idea, which I've heard several different places, worded in slightly different ways, that when we commit to something, the universe comes to our aid to make it happen. Taking a step may not be a full-out, not-turning-back commitment, but it is an agreement that we believe enough to engage, to act, to move. And one step, necessarily, metaphorically and literally, pretty much requires another. It's pretty difficult to take just one step and stay there. Moving forward, it's momentum, and we take that one step. If it's as simple as writing down something that we're considering and making it real to ourselves, if we do that, we're doing a lot. This is motion. It's forward energy. Nothing ever happens in a waiting room. The more we wait, the less seems to happen. But as we start moving, expressing some activity, engagement, participation with an idea, we've agreed to be a part of life. And being a part of life means being really who we were made to be. We were made to express God's life and His goodness and express His plan. And we take that first step and say, okay, I trust you with the next step. Then we're connected to power. We have essentially claimed our place in God's plan for us and started acting like we have a purpose. And by taking one step and not getting ahead of ourselves, we're actually honoring God all the more. We haven't decided the outcome and made a specific human plan, how it will all come together in a particular, very particular, certain way. We've simply taken the first step we knew how to take and were capable of doing and laid our trust in God to guide the rest of the way. Step by step, day by day, action by action. So it seems to me the motivation then isn't about the one thing we may think we're lacking, willpower, and more about honoring what we have, God's power and His intention. We've had a glimmer of that intention, and whatever that suggestion is that's come to us that we want to follow through on and aren't, but then we take that first step and let that lead to the next one, or to a detour, or even to going back to square one and recognizing what didn't work so we know what to do better next time so we can find out what does work. There's no loss in taking that first step. And we all know how great it feels to start doing something when you've been putting it off. The high that comes from taking step one is already a big boost. It's a big energy boost, don't you think? So let's say you're considering a new line of work. You keep thinking it would be really cool to try this and that you'd be really good at it, and yet there seems to be resistance to going after the jobs that might be out there for you. You just can't even get it going at all. Seems like maybe you're just dreaming, or maybe you think you're too old, or you've been at the job you are doing too long. Basically, you're overthinking. So take a breath, check your motive. Do you really feel like this is something you would love and might give you joy, where you could help and feel more true to your calling, more satisfied in general, were you to be doing it? If you can answer yes, or even mostly yes, take the first step. That might be checking over your resume and making sure it's up to date. It might be actually filling out an application for a job that sounds like what you might want to do. It might be calling someone you know or could connect with in that field you're looking at and asking some questions about the work. Could be signing up for a course that might make you feel more skilled and maybe even expose you to the kind of work you're considering to see if you might like it. Step one. Then the next one comes, and usually more naturally than we would think. Or let's say you just want to do some projects around the house, but every time you think about cleaning the garage, you get overwhelmed by the idea of it and you don't even start. Instead of thinking about the whole job until you drown in panic or overwhelm, instead think of what you can do. Take one box and clean that out. Pick a date to do the job and put it on the calendar, or maybe you can check with the cleaning or organizing service and see if someone might help and what their rate is. If you feel like it's too much for you, or if you feel too emotionally attached to what's in those boxes to get the job done in a way that's expedient. I don't know, I'm just throwing out some examples. The point is, take one step, that first step. Don't judge the step. Whatever comes to you as a move forward, just do that. Then celebrate it at least a little too. Celebrate that. Because beating back that resistance isn't always easy. You're not lazy. Resistance very often shows up when you are really on to some progress. So don't overthink things. Don't guilt yourself about what you haven't done. That just plays right into the devil's hand, as we spoke about that a couple of weeks ago on this show. Just take this moment and ask your innocent little self, what first step can I take today, right now? And then do it and see where it leads you. One foot in front of the other, one idea at a time. This works for big goals and plans as well as just for little tasks. Don't focus on the mountain. Just take that first step towards it. That's progress. And you may even find a shortcut to the top of that mountain if you just start on the way. And remember, you're doing it with God, with His intention, with His purpose, with His power behind you. Not alone. Love along the way. I hope that was helpful. I'd love to help you get even more focused and on your way. If you'd like, feel free to reach out to me if you'd like to explore private coaching sessions or if you have any questions or comments. I'm at lauramolitor@gmail.com. You can also find out more about me and what I do at beingfreenow.com. I'll see you next week.